A very good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk, the Diaspora Forum, a platform where we discuss issues affecting Zimbabweans in the diaspora. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington this Wednesday, April 19th, 2023. I'm Jonga Kandemiri. Tonight we are talking about Zimbabwe's 43 years of independence that was commemorated countrywide yesterday. Despite attaining its independence from Britain 43 years ago, most Zimbabweans say there is nothing much to celebrate. They point out at high unemployment figures, a decaying health delivery system, corruption and human rights abuses, among other issues, as factors forcing them to leave the country in droves in search of greener pastures. More than 3 million Zimbabweans are believed to be living and working outside the country, benefiting the country through remittances they send home annually. The country is most of the time plunged into darkness as it struggles to generate enough electricity. Despite the country being endowed with minerals, Zimbabweans say their government is failing to upgrade their lives as infrastructure continue to deteriorate. Kwazeva Tereri, tinosangana nasi muchirongwa cheLive Talk Diaspora Forum, uri musi wechitatu kuvhumbi 19, 2023. Nasi muchirongwa tiri kutarisa kusvitsa makore makumi mana nematatu kana kuti 43 nyika yawana kuzvitonga kubva kuBritain. Zuva iri rakapembererwa nezuro munyika, asi vamwe vanhu veZimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika nevari munyika vanoti harichina zvikuru zvarichereva kwavari, nekuti pamakore ose aya hapana chinoratidza kuti nyika iri kuenda mberi. Vana veZimbabwe vakawanda vari kuramba vachitiza munyika nekuda kwekuoma kwemamiriro yeupfumi hwenyika kana kushungurudzwa nehurumende. Munyika mabasa anonzi haasi kuwanika, zvipatara hazvina mishonga, nyika inogara iri murima nekushaya magetsi, pamwe nemamwe matambudziko akawanda anosangana nevanhu zuva nezuva. Juliet Betule, who is a widow of a war veteran, here complains that they are suffering in Zimbabwe as it is problematic when they visit government offices to get pensions. She speaks with our reporter Ezra Suwanda.
Okokuqala baba ngiyazwisisa sibili 43 years kodwa thina ngokwethu thina abantu kuphathana kwethu thina sodwa kwesinye isikhathi ngakubeka ngithi kunxele ukulungiselwa kwethu izinto nxa sihambi kakhulu emahofisini unganiyifosefose mntanami ungani uyancenga sibili okuphezu kokuncenga amanye hayi uyahamba uyafica kulobu bedlwana sibili kodwa ungakhangela njengathi abafelokazi khona xa ususiyadinga lezo zimali zikamdala mntanami okunye uthi ufica ungani kuthiwa yi-non-starter ungani kuthiwa vele abamazi yena engumuntu ababemazi owayesebenza labo owaziwayo ye hamba uyenasa uyethatha size ukuthi kuthiwa mbi wayeqathwe nini wagcina nini bakunike nasa ubuye lakho ufice sitili kuyehlula uswele uthi kati okwehlulayo kungaphi i-date of engagement ikhona i-date yagcina ngayo kusebenza ikhona kati pho kwalayo kuyini kwala ngaphi omama abaningi bayadubeka okunye okumangalisayo ngoba bayatshitsha ungabona umuntu eseze ngani uyayithola imali yakhona layo sekungasaqida kade usetshitsha ukuphezu kokutshitsha umntu kamlini.
That was Zimbabwean Juliet Betule, a widow from Filabusi, speaking with Ezra Suwanda. Pazuva rekupemberera kusvitsa makore makumi mana nematatu nyika yawana kuzvitonga runove nezuro, mutori wedu wenhau Tobias Mudzingwa akaita hurukuro nemumwe wechidiki muHarare vaMacleon Mapfumo, avo vanoti nekuda kwekushayikwa kwemabasa munyika vechidiki vakawanda vave kubuda munyika vachinotsvaga mafuro manyoro kunze kwenyika.
tichitarisa kubva mugore ra 1980 kusvika pachayo taane makore akawandisa chaiwo ekuti tine majenereshen emayouth akawanda auya achipfuura auya achipfuura asi zvichifambirana nenguva vayouth abhenefita zvakasiyana tikatarisa vachabva kutora nyika 1980 kusvika patiri izvozvo vayouth mazhinji ndo paakabhenefita nokuti nyika inge chiri yakavhurika nemikana kwekurima kudzidzo kwese kwava kwakavhurika zvokuti mayouth mazhinji akakasika kumhanya asi tikatarisa izvozvi population yedu yatisiyanei nepopulation yatati nayo muna 1980 tikatarisa paipai ndofunga izvezvi taane almost 75.5% yemayouth ndova akutozadza population yenyika ende vazhinji vacho tawandisa maresources atinawo mashoma saka semayouth ndo dzimwe zvezvinhu zvatiri kutarisana nazvo kuti taane competition yakawandisa pazvinhu zvishoma zvaapo zvaakukonzera kuti mamwe mayouth mazhinji munyika muno maakuita se vaakubuda vachienda kune dzimwe nyika kunana south africa america uk vachinotsvaga mamwe maopportunities avakaita se avaikwanisa kunge vagadzire tiri muno mukati mezimbabwe.
That was Macleon Mapfumo, a Zimbabwean youth from Harare, speaking with Tobias Mudzingwa. However, war veteran Mika Mpofu says he is happy that Zimbabwe is independent and that the second dispensation is doing well. He says all those that remained in the bush should have their bones repatriated.
Yiko sibe sakulwelayo kodwa lezi suku sibe nge second dispensation hayi ukhaya sibe sakulwelayo kubuya sibili kungena sibe endlini esasiyifuna
utshele balale ukuthi ubonane utshintsho solukhona yilo
sokutshintshile kathesi kathesi ngoti akhangela vine parliament lokuba kuma minister ngale abantu besindebele nsebe khona akufana nokwakuqala ubandlululo lokusibandlulana ukuthi lo ngihlobo lo ngihlobana hayi upresident ukhona ukhanga akakufuni yikho limbona namhlanje nje silapha ngapi esiza sizogqubani inkosi Maduna
kona ke in terms of development kule ntuthuko bulani ayibona lokho kwabalo sibuzela
lokho kwabuyiseke dispensation hayi intuthuko ikwakhona ngoba takhela kathi kwenzakalani into zonke ziyalungiswa amagetsi asekhona sikhuluma siqhasa into ezinkulu amanzi akhona amadamu amakhulu aseziwa ama-regation asekhona lapho sikhayele khona usithole khona ukudla.
That was war veteran Mika Mpofu in Matabeleland South speaking with Ezra Siwanda. And to discuss our topic, we are joined by our guest, Professor Elliot Masocha, who is an economist and international relations expert based in Ohio, here in America, Mr. Kenneth Mandaza, who is ZANU-PF spokesperson in South Africa, but currently in Zimbabwe, and Mr. Kenneth Masia, who is a human rights lawyer based in Texas, also here in America. Welcome to our live talk, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. I'm going to start with you, Professor Masocha. 43 years of independence, what can you say, considering that Zimbabweans are still leaving the country in search of greener pastures?
Well, a lot has happened since 1980. And when I say a lot, I mean a lot of good things, a lot of bad things as well. And when I look at good things that happened in Zimbabwe ever since 1980, as somebody who was born before independence, access to education itself, it lifted a lot of people, including myself, who started going to school under a tree in 1980. But looking into that type of education that I had access to, that took me to wherever I am right here, it was never reformed to catch up with the economy of Zimbabwe that was developing. So I look at Zimbabwe as a country that started really well, but they struggled to change directions to accommodate, a lot of people who now don't have jobs, but some of them with higher education, and they don't even know how to use that type of education. And that may be because of the time period that the first administration took in Zimbabwe before we got to the second administration that is there, that I can also say they are still struggling to change the direction of the country. At times, you know, just talking about slogans that really are not explained. For example, the slogan of saying, "Nyika inovakwa navenevayo," but what exactly does that mean to the owners of Zimbabwe, who can be a toddler who is born today and 100-year-old? They cannot build Zimbabwe in the same way, and that should be interpreted. We can repeat it 100,000 times, billion times, but that does not mean a country is going to change because of slogans. And looking at some other bad things that developed, getting their roots really deep in terms of corruption in Zimbabwe, where we are right now, it's a pity. Okay? We may be, you know, independent in Zimbabwe, but we are not independent from corruption. It grew strong and stronger, and we all know that. Nobody can say there is no corruption in Zimbabwe, and the extent of that corruption is there in Zimbabwe. That needs to be addressed by all of us. Because when we talk about the government, by the way,
yes,
we talk about Zimbabweans, we are the government. So we should find ways of changing, you know, things to be the way we want them to be.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Professor. Please do stay on the line. Mr. Mandaza, coming to you, your views on the topic. Some Zimbabweans seem to be losing confidence in their own country and government, resulting in them seeking better lives outside. What's your take on that?
Thank you so much. Let me also correct the fact that at the moment I am in Zimbabwe. I have relocated from South Africa, and I'm experiencing exactly what is happening in the country, and I sent to say with authority on a number of issues that are being raised. With regards to our 43 years of independence, I think many of us, like what the professor said, there are good things that have happened. There are also bad things that have happened. But the total or the sum total of all these things, if we look at them, we are looking at a positive trajectory in terms of the development of the country ever since the second administration came into power. And the youth who we hear continue to be going out of the country, they are doing it out of their own free will. But let me say that as we speak at the moment, there is so much that is happening in the country. And the government has taken a position that, like what the professor said, that meaning that we all have to put our shoulders to the deck in order for us to contribute to the development of the country. The government has unveiled so many projects in mining, in agriculture, and so on, where our youth are supposed to be taking part. And there are a lot of youths that have gone into mining, that have gone into agriculture, that have also gone into small-scale industries where they are producing things for the benefit of Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
But our focus also, through Education 5.0, is to empower our youth so that they can be creators of employment, so that they do not look at looking for employment per se, but they should be involved, engaged into activities that create employment. And this is the focus of the government, and we applaud the government that it has come up with this kind of thinking, as well as putting it into practice so that our youth can begin to create employment. It is out of our own free will, because we have gone to a point where we were getting used to going out, doing menial jobs out there. There are quite a number of good things that our youth are engaged in, and it is our hope that sooner or later our youth will begin to see the direction our country is taking in the mining sector, in manufacturing.
And thank you.
We speak 80% of the products on in our shops. They are from Zimbabwe.
Thank
and
you.
We need to take that on board so that we can grow our own country.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mandaza. Before I go to Mr. Masia, let me just throw a question to you, Mr. Mandaza. 30 seconds to respond. There are allegations of partisan distribution of wealth to the youths you are talking about, because some say if you don't belong to a certain political party or you are not affiliated to a certain group of individuals, you are not going to be considered for those. Can you respond? Then we go to Mr. Masia.
The perception that is peddled by people that do not want to partake in the development that is taking place in the country. Each and every individual who desires to partake in the developmental projects that are currently going on has the opportunity to do so by joining or applying wherever there is need for one to apply. It is not on the partisan line. It is open to all youths that are in Zimbabwe.
Thank you so much. Please do stay on the line. Mr. Masie, welcome to the show. I think you heard what the two gentlemen said. Your position on that?
Yeah. My position on that is basically, you know, to look at the institutions, as you know, I'm into human rights, and if you look at the trajectory for the past 42 years, you can see a downward spiral of civil rights, of economic rights, social and cultural rights, whatever you think are the rights that are protected by the Constitution. Those rights are not basically being upheld by the government because of the lack of institutions that are existing. Institutions in Zimbabwe, as we know, I think as the two gentlemen have said, are pretty much affected by the rampant corruption. We have the judiciary that should now have been a judiciary that is being looked at in the region. You know, in the 1980s, in the 90s, there used to come up good judgments from our courts. But right now, there's no confidence at all in the courts. If you look at other institutions that deal with elections, we have done nothing at all to make sure that we inculcate that sense of patriotism in Zimbabweans who should not be fleeing Zimbabwe, but who should be coming back to Zimbabwe to participate in the elections. But now, because of the institutions that are no longer you know, being protected, are no longer being seen as important, that are also corrupt, we have seen a lot of youth now giving up hope and going to other countries looking for greener pastures, which if in the past 40 or so years, the government had probably been working in making sure that these institutions are stronger and stronger, we will not have this problem.
Thank you so much. Let me go back to Professor Masocha. Professor Masocha, you know, many Zimbabweans, yes, they are leaving the country looking for greener pastures. But someone may argue that the same jobs that these Zimbabweans are taking outside the country can also be taken in the country. They can also be into farming, into mining, into all those other jobs, mineral jobs also. But they are opting to go and work outside the country. What do you say about that?
And I think the reason why, you know, people opt to go out of the country is lack of skill. Okay? There may be those resources that are available for people to get into farming, for people to get into mining, but have they been taught how to do that? They may not have been taught how to do that. And, you know, denying also that there is partisan distribution of some of the resources to the youth, it's not a good thing, because that's where we fail, to pretend that we are perfect when we are not perfect. We can only progress as a country by accepting some of the problems that are on the ground, because I can testify, you know, really that corruption is there. Partisan distribution of resources is there in Zimbabwe. And I go to Zimbabwe and spend 2 months a year, you know, right in the rural areas where I was born and doing some of the projects there and listening to people what they want to be done to them. So, you know, when I look at the situation in Zimbabwe and some people, maybe in the ruling party or in the opposition party, denying some of the things that people are complaining about, is reasons why they go out instead of accepting that and also asking for evidence so that those problems can be addressed and then we move forward as a nation. So, you know, there are problems that are there. Agriculture can be in Zimbabwe, but people may not have been taught or they may not have access to that because of part of the distribution of, you know, of resources. And also when, you know, they go out, the same jobs that can be done in Zimbabwe may be paying more in maybe a neighboring country like South Africa than they can be paid in Zimbabwe. So those are some of the reasons why people opt to go out, you know, mostly looking at how much money they are going to be paid and in what currency. If I'm going to be paid in the U.S. dollar here in the U.S., you know, I would prefer to come to the United States of America. If I'm going to be paid in rand in South Africa, I may, you know, decide to go and settle in South Africa because the currency of those countries, they keep the value of wealth than being Thank paid you. Maybe in Zim dollar.
Thank you so much, Professor Masosha. Ndo dzoka kwamuri vamandaza. Tichitarisa mamiriro akaita zvinhu mumakore makumi mana nematatu, 43 years. Vana veZimbabwe vakawanda vanenge vachitarisira kuti patasvika apa nyika inogona kunge yanga yane yatingati experience dai kuri kuti zvidzidzo zvinenge zvichiwanikwa zuva nezuva zvokuti vanhu vanenge vakwanisa kuzviitira zvinhu zvavo vachishandisa maresources avo akaita sezvicherwa nezvimwe asi vakawanda vari kutochema kuti zvinhu zvinenge zviri kutoderera kutodzikira zvicherwa zvacho zviri kuwanikwa asi hazvisi kuwanikwa kuti zviri kuzoshandei muZimbabwe zvinhu zvamungataura.
Let me start by attending to one or two or to the two issues that were raised. One of part is an allocation of resources and the other one of corruption. There is no government policy that says that resources should be allocated to a particular group of people. If we look at the presidential input scheme and the other schemes that have been put in place to capacitate the locals in Zimbabwe, they are not are supposed to be done on a partisan basis. And if there are any cases where people are being allocated on partisan basis, it is the responsibility of the people in that particular area to raise it up with their member of parliament and other institutions so that they can access the resources that are being given by the president and the other institutions in the country.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, no, everyone admits that there is corruption in Zimbabwe, but there are institutions that have been put in place by the president to make sure that we attend to the issues of corruption. And what is needed is that people, those that have seen corruption, those that have evidence on corrupt activities that are taking place, they should take them to RAC, they should take them to the police, and other institutions that are there in Zimbabwe. It's not like the government is blind to what is supposed to be done. It has put in institutions, capacitated them, so that they can act on issues of corruption.
Mm-hmm.
Then they Panezwa Mataura is a good thing, 43 years. Wongotane, 43 years. Urumende edu tokunga zviriku zikanwa nevazhinji. Iri kuedza nepainogona kuti vanhu vawane zvikwanisiro zvokuti vakwanise kunge vachishanda muminda, vange vachienda kunocherwa zvicherwa zvakasiyana-siyana nezvimwe zvakawanda zviri kuitika mukati menyika yedu. Zvaakuti isu sevagari vemuZimbabwe kuti tikwanise kubatsira vahurumende yedu nekuita zvinhu tichizviita nemazvo. Tinoziva kuti dai pasina zvirango zvakatenderwa Zimbabwe, naiyo corruption inotaurwa iyoyi, dai pamwe pari zvino tiri pane chimwe chinhano. Saka ndosaka muri kuona kuti nyika dzepasi nedzemudunhu redu nesuwo vemuno muZimbabwe taramba tichingochema tichiti dai masanctions akaiswa neBritain neAmerica dai abviswa. Abviswa iwayo vaya vanoti ehe masanction akabviswa kunoendera mberi tinezenge taane pekutaura tiri kuti hongu masanctions akabviswa nezvinoti akuita zvakati nezvinochema chedu
ndechekutiaabviswadinotenda
vamandazadinotenda
vamandaza. Ndodzoka kwamuri timbotora muteereri. Tine muteereri wekutanga apinda muchirongwa. Hallo. Hallo.
Hello.
Hey, makadii mukoma?
Hello. Tinosimba makadini.
Dakasimba ndiana avo.
Ndilakisoni mbizi.
Ndinotenda mukoma pinda itinzwe mutipe ifungwa dzenyu. Halo. Ndofunga taita dambudziko foni yamukoma Lakson inenge yadzima. Regai ndiende kuna vamasiye. Vamasiye, tanzwa kuti mune ma institutions akaita sezaki mapurisa nevamwe vanofanira kunge vachibata nyaya dzeuori nedzimwe dziri kupomerwa kuti Zimbabwe zviri kuitika muZimbabwe zviri kutadzisa nyika kusimuka ichienda mberi. Imi muri gweta munoona here zviri zvinhu zviri kushanda takatarisa nyaya idzo dzecorruption, dzehuman rights chaidzo nedzimwe dzedzo dzinopomerwa hurumende nevamwe muZimbabwe?
Yeah, ndione senge zviri kushanda because my institutions yesa iyayo especially anti-corruption commission tozvati munguva pfupi yakapfuura pavaida kuinvestigate imwe corruption yanga yaitika ivo vakabatwawo nenyaya dzecorruption. So inyaya dzokutoti my institutions yachayo haasi kupuwa, anonzi my independent institutions ari mukostume medu haasi kupuwa mukana wokuva independent nokuti pane interference iri kubva especially from the government nemapoliticians anointerfere through lack of funding of my institutions here, ne also issue yokuti vanoisa vanhu vanenge vachida kuti vafambise gwara re certain political agendas. And tichitaura ipapa ndoona kuti one of the other issues takasataura iri kuitika muZimbabwe kuti taure nyaya iyoyi inyaya yemy elections. My elections since 1980 has been contested until iko zvino atikupinda muna 2023. Inyaya yemy elections iri kungokonzesa zvinhu zvese zvi. Paikwanisika kuti hurumende yagadzirisa nyaya dzema elections kuti munhu wese muZimbabwe afeel satisfied, mutemo wochinjwa, munhu wese opinda achiziva kuti akapinda akadyiwa adyiwa in a level field, zvinhu zvakwanisa kuchinja discussion. Nyaya yema elections ndiyo iri kunetsa panguva inoyi.
Ndinotenda vamasiye, ramai muri parunhare choro muteereri. Ndanzwa kuti tina mufundisi Richard Moyo parunhare, pindai tinzwe muchirongwa. Mufundisi, nguva dzamhanya. Hello.
Makadiko baba.
Takasimba, taurai tinzwe, nguva dzamhanya.
Ndadzona dzamhanya. Regai ndiende kuri bhozi pabheki pane life isine kutirirai. Regai ndikwanise vamandaza navamasiye. Chokwadi makore 43 hour hapana zvatinopembera, ngatire chokwadi. Nyika yedu yeZimbabwe haina magetsi, vanhu vari kutambura, kuzvikoro hakuna, mushonga kuzvipatara hakuna, rodhi hakuna, vakadzi nevana izvi makafa murodhi vari kutengesa murodhi usiku nemasikati. Saka 43 years iyi amatakadya kare, hapana zvipo zvatingapembera. 43 years nei haina musevenzi, hazangisivoo nemusevenzi weZimbabwe uyenzayo. Matikuruma nje eZimbabwe avanhu havana igesa, hakuna manzi, hakuna ikolo, hakuna miti, ezvibhedhlera vanhu vayasogola nje. So vamandaza nevamwe vese vari kungotaura zvavo kuti zvakadai zvakadai. Mukatine nyika yeZimbabwe 43 years hatingabodzi kupembereka kuzitaraia kuti kuzama kupenda pendi yeblack newhite. Saka zvino pendi yeblack haingadzii mune pendi yewhite. Nyika yedu yeZimbabwe zvisiwo hapana zvaiti yaita, hapana 43 years ndidzo kutambisa vakandova vakarwira mahara manzwa sirikadzi vachada kutanga amai vaive chindevele, hapana chakafirwa ndatinoendaopeni nguvando yapera toti mitu zvakanaka.
Tinotenda, tinotenda mufundisi Moyo. Professor Masocha, 30 seconds tanzwa vamandaza kushaura nyaya yezvirango. Inyaya here ichiri kuramba ichitambirika yekuti nyika iri kutadza kuenda mberi nenyaya yezvirango?
Tava nezvirango kwenguva yakareba kuti tirambe tichingochema pamusoro pezvirango, pamusoro pokuti tibude negwara redu isu pachedu rokuti tozvibudisa sei muzvirango. Nokuti nzira dzokuti tibude muzvirango dziripo, dzakatarwa, tiri kudzitevera here? Masimuka tienzane habeteri. Panyaya yecorruption hurumende yakangomirira chete kusunga vanhu kwete kupedza corruption painotangira
kuvanawo kuprimary. Tinotenda Professor Masocha, nguva dzedu kana zvaakunakidza kudai ndo padzinomhanya. That brings us to the end of our show. We would like to thank all our guests, Professor Edward Masocha, who is an economist based in Ohio, Mr. Kenneth Masiye, human rights lawyer in Texas, and Mr. Kenneth Mandaza, ZANU-PF member in Zimbabwe, not forgetting our callers who managed to get into the show. We invite you to listen to our shows tomorrow and every day here on Studio 7. This is Jonga Kandemiri saying good night, Zimbabwe.